Say, if a fellow had been running for 2 miles and the end of the second mile just had to quit, that was it. You'd say that 2 miles is he could go.
Far as he could go.
Or 2 miles is the
limit.
Okay, what about filling in this blank? 2 miles is that he could go.
Far as he could go.
Possessives. If something belongs to me, it's
mine, yours.
Okay. If it belongs to him, it's
his.
Hers. And to them?
Who?
To them.
Theirs.
Okay. If it belongs to us together, it's
ours.
Mm-hmm. Say if a group of people have been over to visit you and they're about to leave, what would you say to them if you wanted them, you know, to come back sometime?
Y'all come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the possessive of that? If you were asking a group of people if they own something collectively, like a car, you might look at the car and say, is that car?
Yours.
Okay, you're talking about a group of people, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, your car.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people around here use y'all in any kind of possessive way?
The possessive of y'all is probably yourn.
You heard that around here?
Mm-hmm.
What about something like y'all's?
Mm-hmm.
Is that y'all's? You heard that said y'all's?
Mm-hmm.
You heard y'all's too?
Mm-hmm.
Say that for me?
Y'all's. Yeah. Also y'all's like racing y'all's.
Hey, folks, if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it afterwards,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to know everybody who'd been at the party, you'd ask me what?
Name everybody who was there. Or tell me who all was there.
Okay. And if I had been to hear a speaker and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it, and you wanted to know what he said, everything that he said, you'd ask me what?
What did he say?
What did you ever say? What all did he say?
Yeah, what all did he say? Just say what he said.
Okay. what about this? Say a group of children that, you know, obviously belong to more than one family.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ask about them. Children are they?
Whose children are those? They.
Heard
those.
Okay. Heard anybody say, who all's children are they?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
Who all do they belong to?
Right. This pronoun. You would say if nobody else will look out for them, they've got to look after
themselves.
Mm. Or if nobody else will do it for him, he's got to do it
for himself.
Yeah. Something a little bit more interesting. What about the stuff that you make of flour, bake it in loaves? Call that.
I'm not sure it's tough. Mm, probably the bread of life, but I just can't get it right off. It's on the tip of my tongue. Bread.
Okay. What about different kinds of bread, you know about?
Well, there's rye bread, plain bread, just white bread, one might call it. Whole wheat bread. Bread with different types of flours. You might have rice flour or millet flour or rye flour and a combination thereof, corn bread, sourdough bread, all sorts of different breads, French bread, Italian bread, all sorts of different breads.
What about something else that wouldn't be made in loaves, but you might have it for breakfast?
Biscuits,
yeah.
Rolls.
Or you mentioned cornbread. When you think of, when somebody mentions cornbread, what comes to mind? What do you think of? What does it look like?
Yellow, round, cake-like stuff. Not cake-like, but it comes, you cook it in an iron skillet and it gets rounded as a result.
And you would just, that's cornbread?
That's cornbread to me, yeah.
Okay. What about a...
Sometimes you see it like sticks. It's all like sticks with